Hey guys, welcome to the show. I'm Tiffany. And before we begin, I'd like to introduce to you guys a new teacher on our show. Say hello, Sam.
Hey everyone, this is Sam.
Well, we're very happy to have you on board.
Thank you. I'm so glad to be here. Nice to meet you guys.
All right, so before we begin to look at our article, I want to ask you, do you like learning about history?
Okay, 刚刚 Tiffany 呢问我的是说呢，我是不是喜欢学习历史呢？For me, not really, since I was not so good at it back in school.
Well, I have a very curious mind, so I definitely will read about almost anything. History is pretty interesting, and we can learn a lot about our past.
Yeah, 没错，透过学习历史呢，我们可以知道过去发生的事，也可以作为经验在未来帮助我们。History can also help us as an experience in the future.
Yeah, well, we have a question for all of you guys today, and the question is, which city is the Eternal City?
哪一个城市是不朽的城市？
This is actually a tough question, but I do have a few guesses in mind.
Yeah, me too, though I'm not really good at it.
But before we do that, let's take a look at our article.
Encyclopedia.
Cities. Rome wasn't built in a day.
Which city is the Eternal City? A. Cairo. B. Athens. C. Rome. The answer is...C. Rome. Rome is one of the four major ancient capitals of the world. Over the last 2,700 years, many wars happened and dynasties changed. Yet, Rome never disappeared from history. For centuries, people from generation to generation helped make Rome a center of power,culture, and religion. That's how the popular saying, Rome was not built in a day, explains the city's eternity. Even until now, Rome is still the center of history and art.
Cities.
Colosseum. Colosseum.Trevi Fountain. Trevi Fountain. St. Peter's Basilica. St. Peter's Basilica. Pantheon. Pantheon. Forum Romanum. Forum Romanum.
All right, so our question for this time is...Which city is the Eternal City?
今天的题目呢是哪一个城市是不朽的城市?
Yeah, and this is a really hard question to understand if we don't know what the word eternal means. So here, eternal means forever, something that lasts over years and years.
Okay, eternal, E-T-E-R-N-A-L, 这个形容词呢，它的意思是不朽的、永恒的。那一样的意思呢，大家可能比较熟悉的是 forever, 相信你常常可能听到一些女生会讲 BFF, 就是 best friends forever, 永远都是最好的朋友。那 eternal 呢，也是永远、永恒的意思。例如呢，你可以说 eternal love, 永恒的爱。
Right, and you can also use the word eternity as well.Alright, so which city is known as a city that has lasted for a long time over the years?
所以我们可以将题目解读为呢，哪一个城市已经存在很久很久，永远都在那里了。
Okay, so we have our three choices. A, Cairo, C-A-I-R-O, B, Athens, A-T-H-E-N-S, and C, Rome, R-O-M-E.
Okay, 三个选项呢分别是埃及的开罗、希腊的雅典以及意大利的罗马。
So Sam, out of these three choices, which one will you pick?
They're all really, really old. I probably would say Cairo.
I would have to go with something Greek like Athens. However, Cairo is also a good choice. I mean, come on, Egyptians were the ones who built the pyramids thousands of years ago.
Yeah, that's what I was talking about. 希腊雅典确实很古老，但是埃及人呢，千百年前就建造了金字塔 pyramid.
Yeah, so, let's see what the answer is. And the answer is C, Rome.
Okay, 答案是 C, 罗马。
Ah, that makes sense now. Rome in the past was a very powerful city.
Yes, I can totally see how powerful they were through those movies or television series of ancient Rome. 这些有关古罗马的电视电影呢，透过这些电影，我完全可以知道说他们古代有多强大哦。
Yeah, I think they were really strong fighters as well.
Yeah.
All right, so let's read our article and learn more about Rome. In the article, it says, Rome is one of the four major ancient capitals of the world.
罗马呢是世界上四个古老的主要城市之一。
Millions of years ago, only a few cities were the major capitals of the world. A capital, of course, is a very important city where maybe a lot of trading goes on or where a lot of people live.
Okay, capital 呢指的是首都或者形容词呢主要的。但在文章里面呢他讲到说它是一个 major city of capital, 它可以讲说呢它是古代非常重要的一个城市。那呢我们也可以讲说呢 for example, Taipei City is the capital of Taiwan, 台北市呢是台湾的首都。
Right, do you know what the capital of Japan is?
Yeah, the capital of Japan is Tokyo, right?
Good. Or what is the capital of, let's see, California?
California, I have to say, I really have no idea.
Okay, I think it should be Sacramento and not Los Angeles as many people think it is.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, all right, so let's continue with our article. Over the last 2,700 years, many wars happened and dynasties changed.Yet, Rome never disappeared from history.
Okay, 在过去的2700年呢，在罗马有许多的战争以及朝代的更迭，然而呢，罗马却未曾从历史中消失。
Yes, the Romans were very powerful, and their city was famous all around the world at that time. Of course, a lot of wars happened and dynasties changed. All right, so a dynasty, D-Y-N-A-S-T-Y, dynasty,is when the rulers of a country all come from the same family. So the king passes the crown down to his son, and then he passes that on to his son, and so on and so forth.
Okay, 这边提到的 dynasty 呢，它的意思是朝代或者是王朝哦。There are also lots of dynasty changes in China.在中国呢，也有过很多朝代的更替，比方说唐、宋、元、明清。Dynasty 指的就是这些朝代。
Right, in China, there were a lot of dynasties, and
yeah.
I'm not too familiar with it.
Okay.
It's all right. So even though there were so many wars happening in the city of Rome, a lot of different family of rulers came into place. But the city has always stuck around.
Okay, 经历了这么多的战争以及不同的统治者呢，罗马呢却能一直保有它重要的地位。
Right, so next in the article it says, for centuries, people from generation to generation helped make Rome a center of power, culture, and religion.
Okay, for centuries, 这边讲到 century 这个单字呢，它的意思是世纪 which is 100 years, 一百年。所以呢 for centuries, 就是它的意思就是经过了好几个世纪，也就是好几百年。那经过了这么长的时间呢，世世代代的人们呢，让罗马成为强大而富有文化，并且是呢世界宗教的中心。那这边提到 religion, R-E-L-I-G-I-O-N,宗教信仰，这边呢指的是天主教 Catholic。如果呢你有看过电影《达芬奇 Code》达文西密码，就会知道呢罗马的梵蒂冈是世界上非常重要。It's like a capital of Catholic, 一个天主教的重镇。
Oh, that's right. I think it's because there's also the Vatican City inside of Rome.
Yeah.
All right. So for hundreds of years, people from generation to generation, meaning your parents pass on something to you, and then you pass it on to your children. So eventually, Rome became a very important place. It was such a powerful city, and in return, a rich culture and religion grew there as well.
OK, 这边讲到了 from generation to generation, 它意思呢是世世代代，就是呢你的爸爸妈妈传给你，你又传给你的小孩，小孩又传给孙子这样子。那在罗马呢，就是因为他们有这样子的传承，所以才能够造就他如今如此伟大。那我们可以说 good tradition is deserved to be passed on from generation to generation, 好的传统呢值得被世世代代的传下去。
That's right. So why is Rome also called the Eternal City?Well, in the article it says, that's how the popular saying, Rome was not built in a day, explains the city's eternity.
OK, 这边讲到 Rome is not built in a day, 罗马不是一天造成的。这句有名的俗语呢，印证了罗马的不朽。
Right, and you can see this popular saying, Rome was not built in a day. That just means Rome didn't just pop up to become a powerful and rich city. It took years and years for the Romans to eventually create this great city. And we can also use this saying to describe things when you need to take a lot of time, like meaning you have to be really patient and you shouldn't expect things to happen so suddenly.
Yeah, 正所谓呢，罗马不是一天造成的，所以呢，罗马也是经过了这么多的世世代代以及漫长的时光，它并不是 pop up 就忽然出现了。那经过这么长的时间呢，才能够构成像罗马这样子伟大的城市。那罗马不是一天造成的，我们相信大家都知道啊。这个 Rome is not built in a day 这个样子，这个谚语呢，可以用在很多状况，比方说你有什么事情要努力很久才能够达到，你就可以用这样子。
That's right. So here we see that's where Rome got its nickname.The Eternal City, and even until this day, Rome is an important place of culture and history.
Okay, 所以我们现在知道呢，为什么罗马呢被昵称为它有一个 nickname， 它的昵称为不朽的城市。
That's right. And as the article mentions, even until now, Rome is still the center of history and art.
Okay, 所以最后文章讲到，直到今天呢，罗马依然是世界历史文化的重镇哦。
Right. So even through all the fighting, the wars, and the dynasties changing, Rome left behind such a great history and culture.
Okay, 他就说经过这么多的战争，这么多的朝代，这些呢历史都过去了，现在留下来的呢是极富有历史文化的罗马。
Right, so the Romans were also famous for their gladiators,
yeah.
or warriors. They had those fancy helmets with hair on top.They had chariots and some of the best weapons.
Okay, well, Tiffany 刚刚讲了好多单字，但是呢，如果你有看过电影《Gladiator》神鬼战士，故事呢就是发生在古代的罗马。刚刚讲到，比方说 warriors 那些战士 ，helmet with hair on top 上面有毛的头盔 ，chariot 战车 those weapons 武器。回想一下电影，是不是也有画面了呢
？I think I remember that, and not only that.Famous leaders like Caesar
yeah.
or Mark Antony were all Romans.
Okay, speaking of Caesar, 凯撒 or Mark Antony, 安东尼, I believe that Cleopatra, 埃及艳后, also has something to do with the Roman history, right?
Yeah, I think you're correct. So there's just too much to mention about Roman history.
Yeah, totally.
All right, so let's take a short break and we'll be right back.Alright, so we've learned a lot today, and we learned that Rome was also called the Eternal City.
对啊，今天我们知道了为什么罗马被称作为不朽的城市。
Yeah, Rome got its name because after years and years of war, fighting, and changing rulers, it still hasn't fallen down. This city survived all those years.
对啊，经过了许多战争以及不同的统治者，罗马呢不断没有衰亡，还成为了现今世界历史文化重镇。
Yeah, so I think the city of Rome really deserves this name.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, and what about the other major ancient capitals of the world, like Egypt, Cairo?
Yeah, Cairo is also like, it's famous for its like pyramids, 金字塔 or those mummies you can see in the movie, 那些僵尸那些木乃伊
Yeah, that's right. And I think also Athens was an important part of history.
Yeah.
I think it kind of rivals the history of Rome.
Yeah, 就是像是希腊雅典呢，它也是可以跟这个罗马的历史呢来做比较，也是非常古老城市哦。
Yeah, but unfortunately, that's all the time that we have for today. We'll see you next time. Bye. I don't really like playing video games.
I don't really like playing video games.
Hello, welcome to A Plus 小聚会，我是 Buffy。 兴趣其实是日常生活中很普遍的聊天主题，尤其啊是在社交场合，如果有共同的兴趣就可以跟对方聊得更开心了。但是对某事感兴趣，相对的也会对某事不感兴趣。那不知道大家对什么事不感兴趣呢？哦，我大概已经知道答案了，应该是对学英文不感兴趣吧。嘿，千万不可以哦，英文很有趣耶。好啦，现在要跟大家聊聊如何用英文表达对某事不感兴趣，就像今天的小聚会。I don't really like playing video games. 我没有很喜欢玩电动玩具。的确啊，我不太喜欢，因为每次都输。这里其实是要教大家 I don't really like 的句型。Really 是程度副词，表示很怎么样，真的怎么样。那记得要放在动词前面哦。I don't really like 就是我没有很喜欢。那后面的 playing video games 你就可以代换成你不感兴趣的事物咯。例如我对弹钢琴不感兴趣，就可以说 I don't really like playing the piano. 是不是很简单呢？其实学英文并没有想象中的难，天下无难事，只怕有心人。那在结束之前，赶快再来复习一下今天的句子吧。 A Plus 小聚会， See you next time.
I don't really like playing video games.
I don't really like playing video games.
哎，姐，她真的蛮正的耶。She's a quite pretty girl.
哦，拜托，快不能接在罐子后面啦。
哎，都是的。
中文呢，我们说啊，蛮不错的，蛮好吃。咦，这个蛮英文要怎么说呢？其实我们可以用 quite pretty 或者是 rather 等副词来表达哦。For example, the food at that restaurant is quite good.Or, wow, your English is pretty good. Or, the old man feels rather lonely. 不过呢，当然啦，这三个字还是在意思上有点差别，以及在文法上也有要注意的地方哦。Rather sounds the most formal out of the three words, whereas quite and pretty are more common and used in speaking.Another thing is that quite goes before, not after, a or an. For example, you took quite a long time, or it was quite an experience. 另外呢，这个 quite, pretty, 还有 rather, 可以用来修饰形容词或是副词，而且记得要放在修饰的形容词或副词的前面哦。Use these three words in front of an adjective or adverb. For example,That movie is quite funny. Or she's doing pretty well at school. 注意哦，千万不要放在动词的前面哦。
What did we learn from Teacher Laura?
虽然 quite pretty 和 rather 都有蛮怎么样、颇怎么样的意思哦，不过 rather 比较正式啦。Pretty 和 quite 比较常在口语上出现。另外注意哦 ，quite 要放在冠词 a 或者是 an 的前面哦。
A Plus Encyclopedia.
Cities. Rome wasn't built in a day.
Which city is the Eternal City? A. Cairo. B.Athens. C. Rome. The answer is C. Rome. Rome is one of the four major ancient capitals of the world. Over the last 2,700 years, many wars happened and dynasties changed. Yet, Rome never disappeared from history.For centuries, people from generation to generation helped make Rome a center of power, culture, and religion. That's how the popular saying, Rome was not built in a day, explains the city's eternity. Even until now, Rome is still the center of history and art.